Jason Soares is a member of the band Aspects of Physics. The band continues in the footsteps of its earlier incarnation, Physics, which was inspired by the classic physics book, The Dancing Wu Li Masters. Today, Aspects of Physics is looking at the underpinnings of math and the magic of ratios to inspire their music. Soares says a lot of a composer's help these days is virtual.
We use computers a lot to create things. And the thing that's really nice about computers is you can throw in a lot of random stuff and get a lot of bad stuff out of it. And then every once in a while, you'll hear something go, hey, what about that one little segment that was really interesting for a split second? And then you can kind of zoom in on it. It's almost like a fractal way of dealing with things where you can find one little section that was a gem and then exploit that over and over again and let the computer do the randomness. Because I find myself, after been playing for so many years, when I pick up a guitar, it's just like dialing a telephone number. I feel like I've done the same patterns over and over again, that for me to change the way that I do something, it's really hard. But a computer, it doesn't care. It's just spitting out randomness. It makes you actually have to relearn the way that you play music.
I gather we're very influenced by a composer named Harry Partch. Can you tell us about him?
Harry Partch is interesting. He's actually was a resident of San Diego for a really long time, and he had a theory. All of European music, since basically Bach's time, was done in the equal temperament scale, which means that between each octave of note, there's 12 subdivisions. They're equal subdivisions. It allows you to transpose music. So let's say you're in the key of A, you want to go in the key of F, you can just move all your fingers and notes up one step or however many steps up, and it will work. The problem with that is how nature functions, and math is just ratios of overtones of how one note divides into another note. Older music, for instance, you can hear it in Eastern music like Japanese music and stuff and Indian music. They are using more pure tonal ratios, meaning that one frequency vibration divides into another one equally. And Harry Partch, he was really aware of this, and so he came up with a 43-note or a 43-tone scale and basically created his own instruments and made compositions using those instruments and the 43-tone scale.
Yeah. He was interested in the physics of the sound because he couldn't get from a viola what he wanted, so he took the neck of a cello and stuck it on a viola.
Yes, exactly. It's just the whole, I guess it comes back to scientific methodology and the idea of experimentation for experimentation's sake. Like, there's something to be said about tradition, but at the same time, there's so many new variables in our reality that we have to constantly be striving for new ways of dealing with that.
Talking about math and ratios and science, and I'm wondering whether you don't see the ratios in your head. You almost see the math going on.
The math, to a certain extent, it's kind of the macro versus the microcosm of that, because each one of those, just like a fractal where the scales are constantly changing, what is considered the root note or the tonic is constantly changing in most music. So in an abstract form, you can say, yes, this is what is going on. But even the idea of a sine tone, where it's supposed to be a pure tone of, say, an A that's vibrating 440 times a second, even the room itself is modifying that, and it might not be coming in at the pure of what you believe it is. So anytime you try to analyze it, almost just like philosophy, the closer you get to the source, the more you realize it goes farther away, and it becomes an ideal. Lamont Young is considered the, him and Tony Conrad are considered the earliest minimalist, and Lamont Young kind of went to the realm of trying to produce pure tone for tone's sake. And that gets to the point where it can only exist in a vacuum. And then once it gets into a vacuum, it goes away. It's like a black hole.
Do you see a kind of mystical side to the ratios of music and the ratios of life?
Not in a traditional sense. I think it comes down to just humans' inability to comprehend the concept of infinity. once you start looking at the math and realize how many variations and overtones and the ratios of things, you realize that it's just math beyond comprehension. And that, I guess, for a lot of people is considered mystic.
Jason Soares is a member of the band Aspects of Physics. Their newest album is called Ping.